Hello, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is LaShonda. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hey, LaShonda. Hey, my name is J.C. Smith, and I'm a realtor. And I had a claim that I guess I need to reopen that claim.
Okay. I can do that for you.
Can I give you my social? Maybe you can take a look.
When was your last day of work?
Well, I'm still trying. I mean, as a realtor, we're continually trying. It's just I'm not closing any deals right now because the economy is so bad, you know, as far as the interest rates and all that sort of thing. So I know during COVID, basically, if, you know, if we weren't making any deals or doing anything, basically we could call unemployment at that time. And so I didn't know if that was still the case these days.
Yes, you can call and make a claim.
Ma'am?
I said, yes, you can make a, you can open up an unemployment claim.
Okay. All right. And you could probably see my past claim. It was my social, if you want in, is 418-04-4219. It's just right now with the interest rate being so high, we're not closing any deals, and so it's kind of tough on my family.
I understand. Can I have your name?
My name is John J.O.N. Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Can I have your date of birth?
12/24/74.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Okay, it's Riley.
Can I have your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. It's Alabama. Driver's license number is 599-0071.
So to begin opening your claim, the first questions are going to be language questions. They would like to know what is your preferred language.
Okay, I'm sorry, the line was garbled. What was that question again? I'm sorry.
What is your preferred?
Ma'am, are you there?
I'm here. What is your preferred language?
Oh, English.
Do you have difficulties reading, writing, speaking, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
The next questions are fraud questions. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by law?
Yes, ma'am.
And punishable by law or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the past 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment. So did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
These are TRA questions. If you have not been informed that you have TRA notifications, then these will not apply to you. Have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance, TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you a junior or a senior?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your telephone number?
251-610-2451.
Is that number you gave me, was that a driver's license number or ID number?
The 599-971 is a driver's license number.
What state is that out of?
Alabama.
What is your race?
Would you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yes, what is your race?
My race?
Race.
Oh, race. Okay, Caucasian or white.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't...
That's okay. No worries at all.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Got to throw me off guard there.
That's all right. And then would that be Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
I am non-Hispanic.
What is your gender?
Male.
What's the highest grade that you completed in school?
Master's program.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, ma'am.
Can I have your residential address?
Okay, it's 5616 James Madison Drive North, Mobile, Alabama, 36693.
So you said it's 5616 James Madison. What was after
Drive
that?
North.
Drive North. Okay. Thank you. Is your mailing, is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
What is your occupation?
Realtor.
Thank you. Are you looking for work in that field?
Yes.
Thank you. Do do you work exclusively through a union hiring home?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
Well, it'll probably be about a month before we have another deal come.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 miles.
What is the highest or the lowest hourly rate you're willing to accept?
The highest is probably,
the lowest,
The lowest, okay. Probably about $20 an hour.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself?
Yes. As a realtor, we are like independent contractors.
Okay.
Although I work for Keller Williams, that's our brokerage.
Do you devote more than 50% of your work week for self-employment?
Not right now. right now everything's so slow. So I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that question, the best way to answer it. But right now, there's not a lot going on.
Okay.
Like I say, I'm just trying to help my family here. I don't know. Some of these questions, I don't know the best way to answer them. I'm trying to be truthful, but.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, just commission basis.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from my employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 10-1 of 2022 and 9-30 of 2023?
No.
do you choose to have 50% of your, I'm sorry, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to where you can receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do the prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and that's after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. So if you do have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit.
Direct deposit.
Thank you. It's going to be a checking or savings account.
Checking.
Can I have the routing number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 062-00-0019.
Can you repeat that, please?
062-00-0019.
Thank you. And then, can I have your checking account number?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 01-24-102-717.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. 01-24-102-717.
What was the name of your last employee?
Keller Williams.
You said Keller Williams?
Well, and it's BML Realty. BML Realty LLC is like my little LLC, so you might want to put that. BML Realty, BIENVILLE, Realty, REALTY, LLC.
Can you spell that again, please?
Okay, BIENVILLE, BIENVILLE, and then Realty, REALTY, LLC.
And that's the name of your last employer?
Right, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So one moment, I can't locate that employer, so one moment. What date did you start there?
November of 2017.
What date do you did your was your last day at work?
Let's do March the 18th. Or maybe that Friday the 15th probably would be the most point.
I didn't hear you, sir.
The 18th of the, ma'am?
I didn't hear
probably
you.
March the 15th would probably be the better, because that's the Friday. March the 15th is a Friday.
Okay. My supervisor, I just sent it over to her, so she'll have to look it up since I can't locate it.
Yes, ma'am, because I...
Okay. I'm still waiting on the response. They're looking into it now.
Okay. Like I said, that's my little business. I didn't know if it needs to be coded under that or under Keller Williams, because I am, like I say, I'm a commission-based employee, like a commission-based realtor. I'm a realtor. Like I say, just straight commission.
What's the address at your business?
Okay, it's my home address. It's 5616. James Madison Drive, North Mobile, Alabama, 36693.
Okay, so one moment. So, this is actually your business name, and this is what your business name is under?
Right. So, yes, ma'am, because I'm an independent contractor. I get paid on a 1099. Yeah, I had a claim open during COVID. I don't know how it was coded. You know, I'm not sure.
Right.
I did.
I guess it's not allowing us to go through. But they'll figure it out and let me know. I just shared all that information with them, so I could just have to manually add it in. I'm not sure though.
Okay.
I'm just being so patient. Yeah, we're going to enter it manually. Can you provide me with a moment? Let's see. Yeah, we're just going to add it in since it's your own business. We wouldn't be able to find it. Can I have your telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 251-610-2451.
It states, why are you no longer working? Did you hear me, sir?
Oh, downturn in economy or interest rates are high and so nobody's buying houses right now? I'm not sure what the appropriate.
Will you be receiving vacation?
If you want to say lack of work?
Yes, we can put that.
That's an option.
That is an option. So, will you be receiving vacation pay, holiday pay, or sick pay? Hello? 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 Can you hear me, sir? Disconnect the call due to no response. I'll give you a call back.